Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Bart Fisher as we talk about imported beef into the U.S. in just a moment. Fly season is rapidly approaching, but there's a fly control solution ready to bite back. Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. Corathon Insecticide controls horn and face flies on beef cattle, which in one study resulted in an 11.81-pound increase in weight gain over untreated calves. Bite back at flies with Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions. Oklahoma Gen X invites you to go out and check how the many OSU-bred wheat varieties are looking at the OSU Wheat Variety Field Plots. There's a map of the replicated field trials at the OSU Wheat website, as well as the videos of the Altus and Chickasha Wheat Variety Field Tours. See the videos and the map at wheat.okstate.edu. And now you can also call your local extension office for directions to the wheat variety plots nearest you. Learn more about all the OSU wheat varieties by going to okgenetics.com. He's a professor of ag economics and the co-director of the Agricultural Policy and Food Center at Texas A&M University. Dr. Bart Fisher, though, before that role, was the chief economist at the House Agriculture Committee, brought into the committee by Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas. Bart Fisher told a webinar put on by Farm Bureau that one of the hot topics that he gets a lot of feedback from cattle producers about imports of beef coming into the United States.
As the chief economist of the Ag Committee, I also spent 4 years as the trade advisor of the committee. Happened to be in both of those roles when the repeal of mandatory cool came before the House, when the House voted 300-131 to repeal mandatory country of origin labeling. An enormously complicated issue, multifaceted issue. I'm a professor. We could spend an entire semester, in class talking about this very, just this one issue. Cost, the issue of cost, the issue of composition of what it is we're actually importing and what we're blending, all of those things. The narrow issue I want to focus, though, on is on the trade issue in particular. I had a friend post on social media this week, there should be no beef sold in the U.S. if it's not raised in the U.S.
Dr. Fisher says he gets that a lot. Cattle producers dismissing the value of exports, but focusing on that beef coming into the country.
Beef is completely different. We're under this enormous input pressure from beef. And I get that all of the time. We're covered up with imported beef. This isn't a matter of opinion. I'm not trying to influence anybody's opinion. The reality on trade in beef is that over the last 10 years, we have exported $15 billion more than we've imported. Let me repeat that. Because I hear all the time that we're just importing this beef. We've exported $15 billion more than we've imported. Our industry and our government officials have spent years working on export promotion. I've said in dozens, if not hundreds of briefings with officials from the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative going through all of these things. If you look at just what the Trump administration has done on getting a resolution on our beef hormone dispute with the European Union, or after 20 years essentially of being locked out of China, negotiating access for beef back into China, all these things are very big issues. And really the sky is the limit. The problem is if we start erecting barriers to imports in our country, it doesn't take long before other countries start to do the same. And I hear this argument regularly of, we'll continue to export but not import. And that's just not the reality of how things work. And so it is really alarming to me when I hear folks, and it's not a judgment at all, because I know folks are well-intentioned and everyone's trying to find solutions, to the price pressures that we're facing. But it's really alarming to me when I hear those things, because we're effectively putting billions of dollars a year in net exports, which benefit the beef industry, potentially putting those at risk when we talk about erecting barriers to imports. The last thing, and then I'll get off of this rabbit trail and wrap up, is on food safety, because that's another issue that's often argued alongside of restricting imports. We can't import this stuff because it's not safe. These products aren't safe. The one floating around this week is on this unsafe substandard product from Namibia. Why that one's the one for the week? It is. It's all over social media. In terms of food safety, anyone exporting a meat product to the United States has to meet equivalent safety standards, not by their standards, by American standards, and to the satisfaction of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. sending inspectors into those plants to do inspections of those plants. And so as part of that, we also have public notice and comment where people can go in and comment on that process of establishing equivalency with other countries. And beyond that, we also then subject products to inspection then when they're coming again, when they're coming into this country. And so we don't put products on shelves in this country that don't meet our food safety standards. And so it's alarming to me when I hear people making arguments of food safety for meat products in this country, because all of those products are subjected to the same safety standards. And if we start down that road, it also starts to undermine confidence in the otherwise the products that we have on the shelves when all of them are really subjected to the same standard.
Dr. Bart Fisher, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the annual Limflex and Limousine production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, May 23rd at 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Featuring the dispersion of Hall Cattle Company's Oklahoma division, including 55 fall calving Limflex females and 17 fall bred Limflex heifers, just to name a few. Call 580-597-3006 or go to coyotehillsok.com for a catalog. The annual Limflex and Limousine production sale, May 23rd at 1 o'clock at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga on Highway 5.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.